Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. And today we've got a solo episode and we are going to help you to create engaging captions in 9 simple steps. If you are sick and tired of spending so much time posting your best content and hearing crickets, if you're just not seeing traction in growth with your followers, and if you're not getting the comments and the leads and the income that you feel you deserve, then this episode is for you. We're going to dive into 9 simple steps. You're going to want to have a pen and paper for this one. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you for all the love lately on the Vince Del Monte podcast. If you know of an entrepreneur, somebody self-employed, an online fitness coach, somebody who is looking to start, grow, or scale, 3 ways you can help me out. 1, you can take a screenshot of this episode and post it in your social stories. That's number 1. Number 2, to leave a review on the Vince Del Monte podcast show. And 3, take action with what I am sharing and let your life be an example of the awesome information we're giving you and implement it. All right. That's how you can help me. So looking forward to seeing you tag somebody, post that in your social stories, and we'll get you a shout out for sure. Give you some exposure to our fast growing following. And for a review plus a 5-star, we will hook you up with some free preload. So please screenshot that, send it to my Instagram account at Vince Del Monte, and we will ship you out 3 free samples of the world's most powerful all-day energy formula preload. It's $99 a bottle. And if you'd like to see what it's all about, then just drop us a review on the Vince Del Monte podcast show. So with that being said, this one is going to really just help you, 1, become a better writer, 2, help you become a better connector, 3, help show that you're someone of value and someone that can be someone of service, so that you position yourself as someone people reach out to and ask for help. So with that all being said, I want to also just say that creating content is going to take you like a lot of time to figure out, to find the right content, to really dial in when you're speaking, to become comfortable telling stories. Like, it is a lifelong journey. I've been doing this for 15 years and I still get stuck with, hey, what should I talk about today? And all those questions that can typically trip people up. What I want to dive into is a 9-step formula, things to think about. And I want to just really encourage you to embrace the journey around creating content and just realize that you're going to learn something every time you write a piece of content. Sometimes it might work. Sometimes it will just be no reaction at all. And again, every piece of content is going to start helping you understand who you're talking to, what your audience wants more of, what they want less of, and just how vulnerable they want you to be, and essentially where they're at in their journey. If you post something and it just, man, I post something really vulnerable, or hey, I just really shared some great knowledge and it just didn't stick, you have to realize that content accumulates over time and you have to look at your content in context to building a library. I remember the first time I watched episode 1 of Game of Thrones, episode 1 of The Sopranos, episode 1 of Breaking Bad, episode 1 of Sons of Anarchy, all great shows. But you have to give them like a full season to really get into it, right? You can't expect people to go to season 2, season 3, season 4. So it's the same thing with your content. You can't expect people just to all of a sudden fall in love with you with one post. It's going to be an accumulation of them getting to know and trust you, all right? And ultimately, over time, what you really want is getting people to love you. And that's going to go way beyond just a couple posts over a couple weeks or a couple months. So just be a student of loving to create content, and you just got to figure out how to make this an enjoyable process. All right. And the individuals with the biggest content libraries, the people with the biggest YouTube channels, the most articles, these guys make the most money I could just list off tons and tons of people who've got just epic libraries of content. And those are the people, again, that make the most value because they're putting out the most value in the marketplace. So a lot of people have this idea that, hey, I want to make money, but they don't realize you actually have to create a lot of value to receive money. And that all starts with your content. All right. This is not something we try out. This is not something that we give a shot. This is something you commit to. You're either all in or you're not. So I am going to arm you. Again, this is not the Bible on how to write, on how to winning and engaging captions, but it's going to help you get started. So let's rapid fire this. And by the way, if you need more support with this, send me a message on Instagram at Vince Del Monte and say, hey, Vinny, this was really helpful. I really want to go full in with your with one of your programs. I want to hear what you have to offer. And send me a message and say, let's talk coaching on the DM and we can go from there and we can see where you might fit into in our world and we can figure out if our team can help support your vision. But let's dive into the content for today. Step number one is, who is this for? All right, when you're creating a post, you have to ask yourself, who am I writing to? And oftentimes we're writing to men, we're writing to women, we're writing to dads, we're writing to moms, we're writing to teenagers. And we're writing to people that want to build muscle. We're writing to people that want to lose fat. Like right there, the caption's already going to suck because it's not being written to anyone specific. So when you're writing, step number one is to ask yourself, who is this post for? All right. Is this for online fitness coaches who haven't had their first 5K? Is this for online fitness coaches who are trying to hit their first 50K a month? I need to visualize that person. If I'm thinking about the coach in my program that's trying to hit his first 50K, Mark Avens, he just knocked out a 38K a month, or Sue just knocked out, she's at 60K actually 2 weeks into August. She had two 40K months. So Sue, actually, we can talk about Mark. Okay, I'm going to write this post specifically for Mark. And I'm going to talk about how to get to your first 50K month. Now I am visualizing Mark Avens in my mind. I know what his business looks like. I know what his struggles are. I know what he's doing. I know what he's not doing. And I can now actually connect with him because I'm visualizing one person and I'm visualizing where they are on the journey. Does that make sense? So when you're writing your post, I want you to write to one person. Don't write to a group of people. Just and literally visualize their face, visualize their name. Know who they are. Like one of the best ways to write content is just to write to your current coaching clients. If I'm thinking about a girl, she's at 11K and she wants to get to 15K. I'm going to write specifically to her and tell her exactly what she needs to do to close that 4K gap. And guess what? When she reads that post, she's going to say, oh my gosh, that was the best post ever. Yes, because it was written just for her. So that's your very first step. Step number two is to model and modify. You want to get an outline of what you're going to write. And this sounds like cheating. This might sound like lazy. I am not condoning plagiarism at all. I want you to be very clear. Somebody thought I was saying that. I'm like, no, dude. When you're looking to become the best, you have to model the best. And if success leaves clues, like Tony Robbins says, then we need to create a swipe file. And I have a separate email account and it's where I subscribe to virtually everybody's marketing. All right. So you name them, I've likely got a separate folder for them. So let's say I'm trying to get an idea for a certain kind of email. I can look somebody up and I can see what somebody's already written and I can see their outline. I'm like, oh, wow, he's already done the hard work on this structure for this body copy. And I can just model this. Right now, I don't swipe it word for word. All right, please hear what I'm saying. But I now have a template. All right, I now have, okay, he starts like that. Then he moves into the story. Okay, and then he talks about the pain. Then I see, okay, now he's talking about his solution. Okay, he's telling him what not to do. And then he wraps up with what to do. And then, oh, he's got a call to action. Cool. I can model this structure. So when you're trying to just get into motion, you just need to model and modify. All right, model and modify. And if you're not, if you don't have, you should have a top five person's account, people that are over six or seven figures. All right. And you model guys that are already writing great copy. Okay. And great guys in the writing space, John Romanello, he's incredible. Joel Marion, really good. Greg O'Gallagher's got some great emails. Brandon Carter writes some pretty great emails too, or whoever's on his team. And you just want to, there's a lot of different writers out there. And you want to find people that are writing great copy, people who are learning how to use stories and learning how to really use their personality to sell. And you want to start to see, okay, he's just talking about what he ate for breakfast. and he's really making a case for why he eats the meat and nuts breakfast. I can do that. I don't eat meat and nuts, but I don't have carbs with my breakfast. I could just make a full case on why I eat this and how it increases my testosterone levels, just like he eats this way and it does the same thing. So I'm modeling and modifying. I'm not copying. I'm modeling and modifying it to my own. All right. But I'm not starting with a blank slate. That's just silly. And it's going to take you all day to write one post. All right. And then you start to learn as you go. Does that make sense? So that's step number two. You need to have a swipe file and you need to model and modify captions. You can do this with Instagram accounts too. There's a lot of great accounts out there that they just crush their posts. And I guarantee you, they're probably doing the same thing. All right. But then they're making it their own. And as you start to make it your own, you start to find your voice. Step number three is to consider each post as one pill to one problem. So what a lot of people do with their posts is they just try and do way too much. All right. They try and give like 20 tips. It's ironic that this podcast is called Nine Simple Steps, but I've been doing this for a while and I think I'm going to do a good job here. But when you're first starting out, start with less in each post. So maybe one simple step or three simple steps. So ideally just one. And let's say you're talking about sleep. You want to help people improve their sleep quality. You don't want to give them a gazillion things to do tonight. Just give them one thing. Okay, go to bed 15 minutes earlier and just build the whole post around the value of going to bed 15 minutes earlier. And just give them one pill to swallow. It's like giving someone a supplement stack. If you give them too many things, they don't know if it actually worked. If you give them 12 pills, they're like, which one actually, I feel better, but which one was it? Was it the yellow pill, the blue pill, the red pill? When you give posts and tips around just one pill that solves one problem, people can say, hey, that one tip helped me a lot. Man, that one tip was really valuable. And they'll come back for the next pill, if you will. All right. Step number four is to start with a headline. All right. It all starts with the headline. You got to hook people. All right. I've actually got a little swipe here. And if you'd like to get a free copy of it, just message me, say, hey, Vinny, I love your 50 best headlines. And I will give you the 50 best headlines for value, for connection, and for social proof. And I'll just DM it to you. Just message me on Instagram and say, hey, Vinny, can I get your VC, we'll call it VCS headline formula. All right. Just say, I'd love to get your winning headlines. All right. And I'll hook you up for free. And I want to just help you come up with some good headlines. So the different kind of headlines out there are value-based headlines. Those would be something like five dumb mistakes most smart people make with their workouts. The hard truth about cheat diets. How to unscrew your weakened nutrition. How to use finishers to make any workout more effective. Five resources to help you look awesome this summer. How to drink alcohol with your friends and still get six-pack abs. How to speed up your fat loss. Why not eating is good for you. Six reasons you should be intermittent fasting. The real reason I joined an expensive mastermind. I've got some big news. When you've lost your motivation, what to remember. The one difference between a good body and a great body. How to 4X your fat loss eating lasagna. Like I got tons more. All right. So these are all benefit rich headlines. These are all value type headlines. This is where you teach. This is where you give your tips. The one lifting mistake men over 30 make, avoid this. The real secret to building massive arms fast. How to rebuild your immune system in three easy steps. The best science-based shoulder workout for size and symmetry. How to eat organic without breaking the bank. How to look great in shorts this summer. An easy change you should make to your diet. Why intuitive eating is fundamentally flawed, right? I go on and on. All right, but those are value-based headlines. If I read that headline and I was your ideal client, I would start to read the post. So most people screw up the whole thing because they've got a crappy headline. All right. So you need to hook them. And those are value-based headlines. There's different ones called connection-based headlines. Something like my personal training routine. Three things I hate but still do every day. Exactly what I eat for breakfast to stay shredded all year. Why I would never do keto. My new tattoo is going to change everything for you. Read this book with me. We need to talk. Winners never do these three things. Did you gain weight today too? Sugar, good, bad, ? The truth. Do you struggle with overeating? My personal story. Five ways I finally made fitness easier. Embarrassing story. What I learned three days hanging out with Vince Del Monte in Toronto. How I built my confidence. Hint, it's not working out. So These are all connection posts, overcoming imposter syndrome, ignore this voice in your head, why I'm grateful for COVID-19, and on. I got tons and tons of these. So just reach out to me if you'd like a copy of this. But we need to get Me Too moments built into your posts. I'll talk about that in a moment. And you can do that when you tell stories about yourself and struggles that you had. Another type of post is social proof, how 30 days created this brand new woman. And then you show a before and after of one of your students, how 8 to 12 reps was killing his muscle gains. Another before and after photo of one of your students, how Carl went from A to B without ever doing C. Then you show Carl's before and after photos. Ripped 44-year-old reveals his top 3 transformation secrets. And then you reveal one of your students' top 3 transformation secrets while working with you. Why cardio was keeping her fat. And then explain how this girl got ripped without doing any cardio. Top 3 principles she followed to lose 40 pounds in 90 days without cardio. All right, then you show her before and after photos. You see what we're doing here? I got tons of these. If this 43-year-old woman can get ripped, so can you. Here's how. 4 easy steps. You know, so these are all things that I've already done the homework on. I've already done the research. So when I'm leading, I've already got a great headline and a great hook. And then I can dive into it. So that's step 4. Step 5 is a great lead for all headlines, all hooks, is to start off something like this. All right. Isn't it so frustrating when ... Are you sick and tired of ... All right. And what we want to do is we want to really connect with their highest pain point right out of the gate. And when we do that, people are going to quickly emotionally connect with what you're saying. So aren't you sick and tired of pumping your body full of mysterious supplements only to have the most expensive pee in town? Are you sick and tired of busting your butt 6 days a week while with nothing to show for it? Are you fed up with long and excruciating workout while other guys make gains without putting in the work? You need to connect. Are you fed up with starving yourself and doing 2 hours of cardio while the weight still hasn't budged in a year? You know, you have to quickly connect with people. All right, so a great way to start one of your captions is to ask questions that always get a yes, because everyone says yes. Because who are you talking to? Somebody who's in pain. That's a highly qualified lead. Everybody says, how do I find highly qualified leads? You talk to people who are in pain. If they're not in pain, they're not going to be a high quality lead. People think you go find these people. You find them by finding their pain and connecting to them on their pain. People think that there's like a secret website out there where all these people are hanging out. No, these people are everywhere. They're on Instagram. They're on YouTube. They're on Facebook. They're everywhere. It's not, they're hanging out in somebody's secret private Facebook group and you need the code to, you know, get in there. Then all of a sudden, there's all these people who've got money ready to sign up with you. No, that's not how it works. You find people by opening up about the pain that they're experiencing and they say, hey, you're talking to me. And people raise their hand. All right. So there's this big misconception. You have to go look for people. People will show up when you actually speak to what they're struggling with. So you have to ask them, hey, are you sick and tired? Are you sick and tired? Are you fed up? Isn't it so frustrating when? Isn't it so frustrating when? Isn't it so frustrating when? And you could do that formula like 3 times. Isn't it so frustrating when? Name something. Isn't it so frustrating? Name something. Isn't it so frustrating when? Name something. And then now you've got their full attention. And then step 6 is now you transition into a story of, hey, listen, if that's how you feel, I get you. I was there too. It doesn't feel like too long ago where I was nicknamed Skinny Vinny and I couldn't figure this out myself. And you tell a story about how you struggled as well. And what you're looking to do here with step 6 is to create a Me Too moment where people now can actually relate to you because they don't see you as somebody who's never struggled with this. It seems like yesterday when I was following Arnold's workouts 2 hours a day, only to weigh myself each week, kid you not, I was losing weight. I'm on a weight gain program and I'm losing weight. How in the world does that happen? Not sure if you can relate. And then everyone's, yeah, I could totally relate to that. And now all of a sudden you've got highly qualified leads. Now you've got people who are engaged. All right. And then step 7 is to share the strange but true story that helped you solve the problem. So it's like, hey, I would have never thought that if I just cut the workouts in half and did half the number of sets, I'd get twice the gains. But that's actually what I did because I didn't realize that these guys were taking drugs and they have these super recovery systems. and I wasn't on the same drugs. So I wasn't on drugs at all. So I wasn't recovering like an X-Men. And when I actually just cut the workout volume in half and followed the same plan, I all of a sudden started getting results. So that's the counterintuitive, strange but true story. So you your solution has to be different. Hey, I never would have thought that skipping breakfast would have helped me lose weight faster. Hey, I never would have thought that eating carbs in the evening time would have helped me lose weight faster. And that's where then you give them one tip to implement today. That's step 8. So what I want you to try today is just try this one tip. Just try this one tip today and tell me if you notice a difference. All right. And that's, you tell them what the tip is and you make it really clear. And then you tell them step 9 is a call to action, which is you tell them what to do next. Do you want them to engage with you in the comment section? Do you want them to share the post? Do you want them to DM you? Give them one simple step to do next. All right. And you got to tell them, drop a couple fire emojis if you agree. Comment below if you had this experience. Yourself. Hey, send me a private message if you want to talk further and see if I can support your weight loss goals, etc. All right. So you got to tell them what to do next. If you don't tell people what to do next, they will not engage with your content. All right. So really important. And I think that is it. So I would love to just wrap up here with your feedback. What did you like most? I'd love for you to just take a screenshot of this episode, share it with one of your friends. All you need to do is go to your, click the sharing button on this episode and it'll instantly show all the different apps. And you can share this on your Facebook, your Instagram, your WhatsApp, with anybody on your cell phone. And that's the number one way you can help me, just sharing this podcast by leaving a review, bonus points for doing a review. Please screenshot that so I can hook you up with some free preload. And then finally, just take action on what I shared with you today. And if you need the swipe file here, then just please send me a message on Instagram at Vince Del Monte and just say, hey, Vinny, I'd love to get all those winning headlines to write better captions. And they will give you a lead. They will help you get started. All right. And that's part everybody screws up. If you don't have a strong lead, if you don't have a good hook, nobody reads the rest of the copy. No matter how vulnerable you get, they don't even get to that part of the copy because you started off with a bad headline. It was a bad hook. It wasn't benefit rich. There wasn't any curiosity in it. It didn't speak to any fear. And this is how you pull people in. All right. And we have to start learning how to write these headlines in context of social proof, for connection posts, and for value posts. Does that make sense? And I'm pumped to see your results from this. And also, I'll just wrap up with one more thing. If you have not hit your first $5,000 online as a fitness coach, then I recommend that you attend my free training. I do it once a week. It's Thursdays at 8 p.m. Go to sixfigurecoach.ca. And I've got a good feeling that the reason your business is not growing is because you're over-preparing, you're over-analyzing, you're overworking, you're just doing too much, and it's all leading to overwhelm. And the solution to getting to the next level is literally right underneath your nose. It is right there. It's a step-by-step proven blueprint that I want to give you. And the reason your business is not growing is because, again, you're making everything way too hard and you need to get out of your way. You're trying to do this on your own and you're making no headway, thinking you're saving time and money, but really you're just setting yourself back, creating a lot of unnecessary stress, and you're hardly saving a couple $100 a month, if anything. And you're literally setting yourself up to be broke the rest of your life. And you're going to continue to stay burned out. And the solution to get you unstuck is literally right in front of it's underneath your nose. It's sixfigurecoach.ca. And you need to register or else you're going to continue to have your competition scoop up your clients. You're going to continue to struggle making content. You're going to continue to struggle having conversations. You're going to continue to leave money on the table. And I just did some interesting research that the average person, in order to retire, needs to have $2.3 million in their bank account. $2.3 million. So I want you to look at what's in your bank account right now. And I want you to look at the gap between what you have in your bank account today and what you need to retire comfortably. $2.3 million. That's not making $2.3 million a year. That's $2.3 million cash. All right. The average person saves $1,000 per year.
$1,000 per year and has $15,000 to live on by the time they're like 65. That's below the welfare line. Welfare is $19,000 a year. And most people save maybe $1,000 a year if they're lucky. So over the course of their life, they work 50 plus years to literally live below welfare by the time they are retired. Listen, I don't know if that's okay with you, but if you don't jump on this training, sixfigurecoach.ca, that's going to be your future. And you need to do something about this because this is not going to get better for you, putting this off and hoping that you can figure this out on your own. If you could figure this out on your own, you'd already be there by now. Am I right? So this is a free training. I do this to educate you. I do this to help you, okay? And I want to empower you. Yes, there will be a mentorship opportunity. I will not disappoint you. But you need to get your butt on over to that training or register for free and set aside 2 hours and come prepared to learn and take notes and to engage. We give away tons of free stuff for people that are engaged through the training. If you have not attended or if you registered and you didn't show up, you can still show up. All right. Sixfigurecoach.ca. We limit it to 100 people though. So if you one of the people that show up late and aren't one of the first 100 people to get on there, then you're going to get locked out. So show up early, come 5 minutes early. We start right at 8 o'clock sharp. It's going to be highly interactive. You can ask me any question you want, and we're going to give you the 6 high income skills to pay the bills and to carve out a niche, to start dominating and to start becoming your own boss and hit your first 5K in 90 days. In fact, I've got this thing so dialed into a science. We guarantee you make $2,000 in your first 90 days or else I pay you. I actually put money in your bank account. That's how confident we are. So listen, if you're not that confident in your own abilities, then I recommend you borrow my confidence and come see what we're doing differently. All right. You got nothing to risk. It's free to listen. And I promise you there'll be so much value. So sixfigurecoach.ca, and we will see you super soon. Ciao, ciao.